always choose love. All right, so I'm back. Let's just get into it because we ain't got time to waste. So let's tell you the game plan, a little bit of the game plan. I don't know who y'all are. I don't even know who's listening. If y'all listen to this, okay, let me give you the game plan. So it is Thursday. I think so. I don't know. It is 9 o'clock. Let me check. Okay. It is the 5th of... I guess January. Yes, January 5th, Thursday. So, mental fitness. If you're new, mental fitness has four components. How do you eliminate psychological suffering? Using mental fitness, not mental health. You radically accept your situation. You utilize the growth mindset to improve. You are mindful every day. That's how you live heaven on earth. And you have a mind full of gratitude. And the fourth step is meditation. I'm in a meditative state at the moment. I just started my workout. It is, let me look at my watch, 1:24 a.m. in the morning. I love it. No one's around. I went to bed early. And now I can work throughout the night. No one bothers me. Listen, I changed my phone number again. Okay? So, I'm focused. I gotta get focused. I don't need distractions. Because, you know what? I was on the GO train yesterday. As soon as I entered the GO train, I look around. I'm like, God damn. Everybody's on their phone. They waste their life on their phone. And I'm not trying to do that. Don't message me if you're not on the tip of eliminating psychological suffering. If you're not helping me reach the goal of... by 2040, winning a Nobel Peace Prize, respectfully, leave me alone. I only gave my number to, I think, three people. That's it. I ain't got time. You ain't got time. I wasted 35 years of my life listening to other people. Listen, your opinion does not matter to me. The life you live does not matter to me. I'm trying to impact people. I'm trying to help people. Because at the end of the day, people help me. And right now, there's about four people I can rely on. And the fact of the matter is, the fact that they help me, just listen, the return, the ROI gonna be massive. Just give me some time. I just need about a month. Talk to all these organizations. They're like, go prove your concept. Okay, y'all don't even know my concept. They think they know my concept. They don't even know the storm. Ooh, my ankle. Not my ankle. My knee. I think my knee just gave out a bit. I got two braces on right now. I ain't trying to get my other knee to give out. My meniscus. But I have an appointment January 31st, I believe, with the doctor. Listen, get your physicals, men and women. Get your yearly physicals. I posted about my guy, Alex Spinoso. He has a test kit. But the way my bank account's set up right now, I can't order that test kit. So get your levels checked. Men over 40. I'm going to link this. Walnut Society. But my guy Ken, specifically Jamaican men, and I believe African-American men over 40, you should get your blood levels checked. A couple of days ago, I was at my barber. He's over 40. He said he went to get his blood levels checked. Listen, you can look good on the outside, but true health is micro. It's micro health. So the inside is what really matters. Because you can look jacked on the inside, but your cholesterol can be messed up. Your PSA, your prostate... basically PSA is a blood indicator of how good your prostate is. So you don't got to go to the doctor, bend over and let him do a prostate or her do a prostate check. You can just go get some blood work done. Get your hormones checked. So I'm going to go in, get my physical 31st of this month. I want to also get some blood work done because I want to see what my cholesterol is. Because I've been taking first form supplements. Actually, they've been helping a lot. But again, I talked to my guy. I'm going to link him as well. Daniel Blue. He's a hybrid athlete. He helps you. I'll link it. You can go. I forget what he... I know what he does. He's in the money. Y'all don't think money is important? Listen. try being me right now. The life of an entrepreneur, especially when starting out. Listen, money is important. Money is the most important thing in the world. Someone posted. I think it was Hardcore Closure. My guy, Ryan Stewman. What up, Ryan? He posted that... I think like 4 days ago. Most people don't need therapy. Y'all need money. Let's be real. Y'all need money. Money solves a lot of problems. But also brings a lot of problems. Don't ask me for no money, by the way. FYI. I got four people that have helped me. They can have all the money they want. Not all of it, because we got to reinvest the money. Listen, well, the more you know, the better it is. Don't be buying flashy cars when you make money. Just reinvest the money, all right? And pay your bills, because I'm overdue on some bills, but that's a whole other issue. And don't check your email, FYI. Distractions is email, social media. I try to stay out of there. I post and I dip. My notifications are off because I don't need distractions, okay? And I don't need y'all. Listen, all these successful people that you're trying to get in contact with, they don't care. Me, I don't care, okay? Focus on yourself. Y'all know who I mess with. I mess with only a few people that are successful because they've impacted a bunch of people. So I don't even know. I'm not going to do it. I might do it. I don't know. Let me do the damn thing. But, okay, let's get to the point. How can I help you? What's today? Today is about meditation. So there's something that you do. Could be prayer. Could be working out. Could be painting. It could be reading. Could be listening to music. Could be dancing. Whatever it is that you do that puts you in the moment. Like right now, it's a bit chilly. It's not bad, actually. It's nice. It's nice and frosty. I don't even know if it's frosty, but it is raining. A little drizzly. What up, Drake? We're going to do something together. 2023, I don't know. But anyways, here's the goal. So I think I've shifted away from not focusing right now on becoming the first formerly athlete. I think that'll be for 2024, because I got to get better. My biggest issue right now is tracking food, but that's a whole other thing. So right now I'm just going to focus on how do I help. So I'm going to release these podcasts, audio mainly, but I'll do something on YouTube. But yeah, meditation. What do you do that's meditative? And let's do this now. Let's tell y'all some of the plays. So, do you want to write a book? Cool. I can help you. Guess what? On my website, I don't know which website it might be. Might be alwayschooselove.network. I don't know. I'll link it down in this episode once I decide. Because, listen, people are scared to start stuff. They're like, I don't have a podcast name. I don't have a business name. Just start. Because you can pivot. I'm 35 years old. I was a nurse for 12 years. 10 of those years I was an emergency nurse. And then I worked as a nurse supervisor in a nursing home during COVID. And now I'm an entrepreneur. But I'm also an athlete. But I'm also a podcaster. But I'm also a producer. But I'm also whatever I want to be. Okay? So if you're listening, man or woman, there's only two genders, let's get it straight. Or if you're a kid, I am very mindful now of what I say because I want to speak to children. Children. What up, children? What up, children? My people. There's these two girls. They're not my girls, but they're basically my girls. I was there at all their births. One of them's 17 now. She's going to 18. She's a mature young lady. Y'all might hear her on the podcast one day. But listen, if y'all are listening, there's another one, Yara. What up, Yara? they can't watch this on YouTube because I gotta say it's not for kids. In order to add comments, you can comment on a YouTube video. Listen, I need to get me 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. Can y'all help me, please? Please? Pretty please? You know what? I don't care. Don't matter. I'm gonna reach it because I got the work ethic. And if you want to do anything, you gotta work, baby. We do the work. Hashtag we do the work on any social media platform. I'm wearing my first form vest. I gotta get some pads to add on this weight. But the way my bank account is set up right now. But that's a whole other thing. Okay, anyways, so let's get focused. Look at me, I'm limping. I'm Terry Foxing it. All right, so how could I help you? Meditation. So do something every single day that's meditative to put you in the moment. Because you know those cliches, I always thought they were boring cliches, but they're so true. The way you live heaven on earth is you focus on the moment. Look at this. This is a beautiful river. Look at this. Can you hear? Can y'all hear this? I'm just gonna be quiet for a second and take some deep breaths while you hear this. And I'm gonna drink some of my agua. I got my pack that has the water in it, so I could talk all day. Yeah, I'm gonna talk all day. I'm gonna talk this whole workout. I don't know how long it might be, but I'm gonna go to a specific spot and then walk back. That's about a 45-minute walk. This was my walk earlier on, after when I first did my first round of 75 hard. Y'all know what 75 hard is? Don't just hashtag 75 hard. You'll see. Agua, moya, water. You put the lime in the coconut. Oh, put lime. Okay, FYI. Put lime lime and lemon in your water to make it more acidic. I'll try to link it in the bottom of the show. Actually, let me search right now. Let me go and see. Actually, you know what? You can do this because I ain't doing all your research for you. Y'all got to do the work. And if y'all want to be involved, there's a guy. Talk to my guy from Uganda. Young man, he's on that 75 hard tip. So if you want to be involved, you got to at least work out every single day. You got to go to my guy, Andy Frisella, podcast. Subscribe to his podcast. You got to go to my guy, Tony Watley. What up, Tony? I was listening to a little bit of his podcast, I think 2 days ago. I didn't finish it, but because I ended up going to the barbershop. But he's talking about how they took his YouTube channel down. So I don't know if he has a YouTube channel, but you got to subscribe to 365 Driven Podcast. Hardcore Closer, subscribe to his podcast as well. You got to send them, all three of them, 5-star reviews. Yeah, let's just do all three of them. We're going to make it a bit harder, though. My guys, real business owners, you got to subscribe to their podcast as well. They got some great gems. I was listening to one yesterday. I think it was a solo one. About how your environment, putting yourself in hard places, it helps you win. Listen, I listen to people that are winning. Those guys are winning. And listen, I might get involved with them because I'm going to open up a business in the USA. I gotta hit them up because they're so far removed. Dale and Kale. No, Kale. I can't even remember their names. Kale and Trev. What up, Kale and Trev? Hey, Kale. I don't like Kale, but you should be eating Kale. Not Kale, but you know what I mean. I'm crazy, yo. Yo. All right, let me just... I'm crossing the water, crossing here. You gotta be careful. I know it's just holidays. You gotta be careful because these drunk drivers. But anyways, so I'm gonna put the details. You gotta subscribe. I think I'm gonna make it 5 people. So Andrew Frisella, I got Tony Watley, real business owners. Oh yeah, Daniel Blue, Hardcore Closer. I think there's a few other people that got podcasts. Oh yeah, my guy David Chans. You gotta subscribe to the Social Proof Podcast on YouTube. Send 10 people in order to make money with me. Because we're going to be making money. Because money is very important. All right, I'm going to give you a game plan. So let's start with, I'm going to just start with this for 6 months. I'm going to take over YouTube later. But you want to write a book? It's very simple. I might be in the process of writing a book. It might be called Always Choose Love. I don't know. Y'all have to stay tuned. This is, I'm in quantum. Y'all are playing chess. I'm playing quantum, baby. We're playing in real life. Real life is in quantum. This takes me back, baby. This takes me back to when this journey started. When the real awakening. You know what the awakening is? When you realize that everyone is full of doo-doo. Everyone's full of doo-doo because, listen, no one knows what they're doing. What up, my girl, Jessica? She has a run. I think it's called Run Club for mental health. Mental fitness, FYI. Mental fitness. Just repetition, the repetition. Aneta as well. I'm gonna mention her too. She don't have a podcast, but you can go to her gym. All right, listen. Today's the day. No more messing around, okay? I got a new number. This is for real, okay? I'll be doing podcasts every single day. Forget, I can edit the quality. The audio's not good. Don't like it? Don't listen. Let's just help people. 365 days, starting today. June, whatever it is. Now, let's just focus on right now. All right, let's produce this content. I'm gonna walk to the end of this place. All right, little jog. Let me do a little jog. Listen, okay? There's a reason why I'm taking it easier because I'd rather get my knee fixed than push through, tear my Achilles, or do something else. I'm not putting it out there. I'm trying to heal. That's it. I'm focused on healing right now. So if I gotta walk, I'm gonna walk. So that's what I'm doing. Even though I can't run, I do want to do a marathon, but I don't want to mess up my knee and be an old man walking. Oh my God, my knee, the weather is going to rain today because my knee hurts. I ain't trying to be like that. So I'm just going to focus on what I can do and live in quantum, live in the quantum world, work in the dark. I was born in the dark, but that's what I'm going to do because I don't like people. To be honest, I don't like people. Once you wake up, you realize that, damn, there's so much people out here asleep, awake. The awake people, most people are awake, but listen, they try to push the goalpost. I'm doing what I'm doing They don't understand how, trying to help people. And they're like, why don't you do this? I can literally right now save 10 babies. And I'm like, oh, you didn't save that 11th baby. It's like, what about the 10 babies I saved? Because some people are living in their, they're living in fight or flight all the time. And listen, to your parents out there, to you people who live for other people, that's their life. Leave them alone. I'm living my life. I don't care. I block my own mother from social media because I don't need anybody in my head telling me what to do. I only listen to a certain number of people that have done what I've done what I want to do. And I'm trying to beat them. I'm competing with them. So don't tell me what to do. They tell me what to do. And then I tell them, okay, let's ante it up. Okay? My guy, David Shines, he's like, do this, do this. I'm like, okay. And I listen, I take away what I want. And then I do what I want. I do what my God consciousness tells me to do. Most of the time. Sometimes I fall into my lower. Like the last few days, I've had Coca-Cola. I know sugar is not bad for you, but you know what? I made a decision. I wanted to have some Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola. We put the lime in. But yeah. But now I'm back to drinking my agua. I'm drinking water, FYI. And it's a choice. You have a choice every single day. Always choose love. You can choose love sometimes. Sometimes you're not going to. Sometimes you're like, I want that Coca-Cola. And if you listen to yesterday's episode, I talk about protein. I ate a bunch of protein yesterday. I didn't track it. It's in my head. I got to write it down. But I'm creating systems. This is why I deleted my number twice. I do not check my emails. I'm going to start not checking my emails for days because emails aren't important. Emails are somebody else's agenda. Unless if you're sending me an email, I know what bills I need to pay. I got BMO calling me. I got Scotiabank. Listen, guys, I know. I got shit I got to pay for. Just give me a second. All this money stuff, can y'all just choose love for a second? Because the way my bank account is set up. But anyways, so that's how I'm going to help y'all. Starting with, let's just tell y'all right now. Y'all, I guess we do say y'all. Okay, I got to remember. This was the spot. This was the spot. Y'all might think I'm crazy, but this is the spot. I got to just remember. See, this is why you got to come out here. You got to remember who you are. You are a god, FYI, if you don't know it. Y'all might think I'm crazy. But whatever you believe, you are a creator of your world. Think about your life right now. It is a product of what you did in 2023 or 2022. So 2023 is going to be a product of what you do in 2023. The end of this year is going to look like what you do. I didn't start the year off strong, but I'm starting it off strong right now. Because all I can focus on is right now. If I focus on the stuff that I did yesterday or the day before or the day before, or in 2023, 2022, I'm going to be like, oh my God, I did this. No one cares. It don't matter. It's the past. Focus on right now. Time does not exist. I remember I was working out there in 2022, and I was reading The Power of Now. Recommended, highly recommended book, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. What up, Eckhart? Eckhart. So, he talks about time and it does not exist. Think about it. The past is a memory trace in your mind. The future is a future now. So, the future right now, see, this is the future, and then this is the future, but it's just the future now. Think about that. So time does not exist. The now is all that matters. The now, if you live in the now, I live in the now, I'm living in the right now. My hands are cold, but I know when I get home, get back to my parents' house. That's a whole other thing. See, I got to sacrifice. I rented my own house out to do this thing. People think this is easy. This is not easy. Y'all understand how much sacrifices I've made, but we ain't going to get there. You just think I'm selfish. I'm doing this for me. I'm promoting myself. Yeah, dark energy, baby. Tell me I'm promoting myself. Just talk to me. Then you see what I'm really about. God damn, you think I care about money? My parents will take care of me. They're not going to make me homeless. That's why my mission is to help other people not become homeless because their parents did not support them. They ain't got love. It's called always choose love for a reason. Get it? No, you don't get it. I got to explain it to you like a million times. Anyways, let's get it. How can I help you? You got a story? Cool. You want to share that story? Cool. You want to write a book about that story and make residual income? Cool. Hit me up. Y'all be like, he's giving away his business plan. Y'all think this is my business plan? This is a part of the way I'm going to help, by the way. This 10%. Y'all are playing chess. I'm playing Quantum in real life. This is another place I got an epiphany. I don't talk to that person anymore because you know what? They ain't on my freaking mission anymore. The people that got you to where you are not going to get you to where you need to go. And I'm trying to help. You know what? I got to put a number down. I haven't written it down. But everything I write down comes true. FYI, write things down. I put freedom 35. Guess when I gained freedom mentally and I got out of the matrix? 35 years old. And now I'm 36. Woo, we just getting started, baby. I'm 36 with 50-year-old wisdom. You know why? Because I listen to podcasts at 2x speed, sometimes at 2.5x speed. I read books. That's a shortcut because they made mistakes. Some of them didn't wake up until they're 40. And most people hit their stride at 44. Guess what? I'm hitting my stride right now at 36. So by 44, guess what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be in quantum infinity. Infinity. Yo, what up, Matt? Matt Berto. He has to teach me some voice lessons, but I think hydration is key if you're doing a podcast. I'm going to drink my agua. So y'all can just listen to me drink my agua. Ooh, water. I didn't put lime in this water because you know what? I just got up. I gotta get to work. Ooh, okay. So, y'all interested? Y'all want to write a book? If you don't, that's cool. I'm writing a book right now. Maybe, maybe not. So yeah, that's all I gotta say. I'm gonna just enjoy the rest of this. This workout. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Always Choose Love podcast show, whatever you want to call it. Some other people know about other place. I'm gonna hit up my guy from Uganda. I'm gonna hit him up right now, see what he's up to. Cause I changed my number. He's gonna be like, "What's going on, man? You did not text me." Yeah, cause I changed my number again. No one can reach me. Only people that want to try to get me on social media. Nope, I'm not gonna respond. I'm gonna see your message and be like, "Cool." Respectfully, I got things to do. I got things to do. I got people to help. I got businesses to do. We're gonna change a bunch of lives. Ooh, 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2. Hey, 2-2. What's a 2-2? I don't know. Tutu. I tooted. I farted. Listen, everybody farts. But you young people that think nobody farts, everybody farts. Everyone has a deuce. I was walking yesterday and I seen a dog taking a deuce. Don't watch your dog taking a deuce. Do you want? Actually, some people probably, their dogs watch them take deuces. But anyways, I don't have a dog, so I don't know. It is, always choose love. Choose the thoughts and actions in alignment with what love is for you. Utilize mental fitness to optimize your mental fitness. Radical accept your situation. Utilize a growth mindset. Use meditation as a tool to be in the moment. And be mindful. There's something to be grateful for. I'm grateful that it ain't cold today. Always choose love. Deuces.